Hey everyone, Alan here, creator and host of Script to Screen. I've always been a fan of podcasts, and when I was still in college, I always wanted to host one, but it wasn't that simple back then. Nowadays, the options are endless, but there's only one that can help you and your podcast reach listeners and grow with your vision. Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it is 100% free and ridiculously easy to use. And now Anchor can match you with great sponsors who want to advertise on your podcast. That means you can get paid to podcast right away. In fact, that's exactly what I'm doing right now by reading this ad. Anchor has been Script to Screen's home since I first started the podcast, and I couldn't be happier. Not only is it simple for uploading episodes, but fans can also reach out to us by sending voice messages and be featured on the show. So if you've always wanted to start a podcast and make money doing it, go to anchor.fm/start. Again, that's anchor.fm/start to join me and the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. That's anchor.fm/start. Send me a link when you're done. I can't wait to hear your podcast. Hello and happy holidays!
Hello, ho, ho, ho!
Although I really just want to say Merry freaking Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
This is it. Script to Screen hits the holiday season.
Yeah, Christmas. I love Christmas. Oh my God.
Man, this is so exciting. I can't believe we're here finally.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Our first ever Christmas episode.
I love the gift you bought me, man. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. I knew you would love it. It was such a solo gift. It's not even funny. Yeah. So this season, not just the music. I mean, because granted, the Christmas music is just, it just puts you in this mood that is out of this world. But it's the Christmas movies.
Yeah.
And the Christmas episodes of TV shows.
And it's everything.
It's just so positive.
And the decorations and the lights and the movies and the songs. And it's absolutely the whole package.
It's just like the good tidings and good blessings.
Yes.
And speaking of good tidings and blessings, you hit my gift right on the target, by the way.
Yeah, come in. I got it. It took me some time to actually figure out what to get you. But I'm glad.
I'm your Chewbacca.
I know, but I wanted it to be like, you know, on point.
Mi baca es su baca.
Su baca, Chewbacca.
So as you all know, you're all probably heading home at this point.
And a lot of traffic.
A lot of traffic. It is Christmas weekend.
Yeah, Christmas is in a few days.
It's in a few days. It's exciting. I can't wait.
Yeah.
We'll be celebrating Christmas with my niece for the first time. It's so special.
It's going to be cool.
Yeah, it is, definitely. And I just can't wait to sit and marathon all these Christmas movies, man.
I've already seen a couple, and I have like a list.
Do you go down a list?
They don't have to be in order, but yeah, I watch. There are a few movies I have to watch every Christmas.
Really?
Or it's not Christmas without them, at least for me. So
yeah, I mean, I'm the same way. I think it's become kind of like traditional to see these certain movies. And some of my favorite films of all time are actually Christmas movies.
Christmas always takes me back to my childhood.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
To times in Paris and then in Cyprus with my parents. And it was always about family. And I don't know. It just, I'm a different person in December.
Yeah, I mean, you can't.
I'm a happy person.
Magic.
Usually.
Yeah, you are.
So
yeah, you are.
December is like multiplied.
It's like
by
you on like chipmunks on caffeine.
Yeah,
it's like you on happiness.
Like an overdose of sugar.
Overdose of happiness and smiles like, yeah, and laughter. So, Hud, what are some of your what are some of your favorite Christmas movies?
Definitely The Terminator. No, I'm kidding.
What?
You remember when he said, "I'll be back.
I'll be back."
And then he blew up the Christmas tree. No, so there is an action movie, which I'll get to in a bit, which obviously, you know, what I'm talking about. But one of my favorite Christmas movies has to be Home Alone, the first
yes.
one. And the second one. I mean, I enjoy them both.
Yeah, I love both a lot.
But those are like so classic.
I agree with you. I have to agree with you on that one.
You have the very, very classic ones, the much older ones. But you have, I think, these films that marked both our childhoods.
Yeah.
You probably watched them at...
Home Alone is man.
I remember watching Home Alone 2.
I made my family disappear. Ding, 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 ding.
I remember watching the second one in Lebanon in Empire in Junye.
Wow.
With my cousins. And I remember laughing and laughing and laughing. And
man, Home Alone, what a gem.
It's a classic.
What a gem.
It's funny. It's what every kid wanted to do, be alone and face
Kevin,
bad guys.
You
and
spent $970,000 on room service. Oh, man.
Well, yeah, and the bad guys attacking the house and like setting booby traps left and right.
Yeah. But you know what I loved about those movies is that although on the surface they're that pranky, you know, like he's booby trapping the house or booby trapping the other house or whatever. At their core, there's so much heart in these films.
Of course.
With the old man, pigeon lady in the second one. Man, that moment at the end of Home Alone 2 where he's like, they're turtle doves. I have one and you have one.
Yeah,
as long as we both have one,
we'll be friends forever.
I'm like, oh,
yeah.
Kills me every time.
No, I mean, there's...
And then
so
when he
happy.
Runs and sees his mom at the, you know, where she runs to him in the second one, she runs to him at the Christmas tree.
And the first one,
he runs to her, right?
Yeah.
He runs to her and he hugs her. Oh, so much heart in these films.
It's so, and hats off to Joe Pesci and Daniel Stern.
Absolutely. For getting their butts kicked.
Joe Pesci is seriously an actor who's marked all his roles he's done. And he approached this movie similarly. He could have done it in a very light and silly way. No, he actually went all in.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a scene, by a small fun fact, where the scene where they hang Kevin on a door and they start biting his fingers.
Uh-huh.
And they actually kind of bit Macaulay Culkin, and he had a scar in one of his fingers.
Oh no!
Because of how hard Joe Pesci bit him, and yeah,
that's creepy.
That's
facts.
Method. That's method.
That is method acting. I'm so sorry, Macaulay Culkin.
I think that's why he grew up and went.
Yeah,
cuckoo.
He just went cuckoo bananas.
How about you?
Well, I mean, you know, like I said, I do agree with you about Home Alone. I think Home Alone is a classic, classic Christmas film, on so many different levels. And one of the reasons why I agree with you is, again, like I said, it's the heart of these films. I think, somewhere deep down, there is this je ne sais quoi.
Yep.
It's like this, I don't know, this genuine, honest, family-friendly message of families can be mean and families can be poke your buttons and whatever, but at the end of the day...
It's family.
It's family, yeah, 100%. At the end of the day, it's family. For me, I think one of my favorite Christmas films of all time would have to be The Holiday.
Cameron Diaz,
Kate Winslet, Jack Black, and Jude Law.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm not a big Jack Black fan, but I love him in this movie. It's such a smart screenplay.
Yeah.
It's so smartly crafted, so beautifully acted. Again, it's that heart, it's that hope, it's that positive love and affection for one another and togetherness. It's a perfect holiday movie for me. And I don't think I've spent a Christmas without watching this film. My sister and I kind of, it's this thing where it's just like, I press play and then press mute. And then she recites the whole movie.
Okay.
No, just kidding. I mean, I don't press mute, but we both kind of recite the movie. Yeah. But her more obsessively than I do. Something about it is just so heartfelt. It's this concept of second chances that I kind of like, because for me, Christmas, again, it's like this, it's this rebirth. It's this starting a new chapter. It's the end of one year and the beginning of another, and being together with family. And I like the characters in this film. No character seems out of place. Mm-hmm. They all just fit so perfectly in perfect harmony.
And the switching them from one place to another is so interesting.
Right. It's so interesting. It's a nice kind of again, these characters go through a rebirth along with you while watching. And then the music by Hans Zimmer is so beautiful. It's so beautiful.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's also a very feel good movie.
Yeah, happy movie.
With fun performances by everyone.
For sure. And I think that's kind of what I like most about Christmas films. Yeah. It's this feel good rebelief in people, rebelief in joy and happiness and good tidings.
Yeah.
So that was a great track.
It was good. It was, love her.
I have yet to see this film.
I know. It's in transition. Elf is one of my other favorite Christmas films.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I think we should try and watch this in the next couple of days.
Because
it's so much fun. Will Ferrell.
I think my sister actually loves this one.
It's also so feel good. The story of the elf looking for his dad, going to New York.
Santa! I love that guy.
Peter Dinklage is
Is he really?
It's very the scene with Will Ferrell and Peter is just to die.
I've never seen it. I don't. Yeah.
And that shower scene where Zooey Deschanel is showering and very instantly Will Ferrell is sitting in his elf outfit and she starts to sing, "I really can't stay." And then he just, "Baby, it's cold." And then she's like, "What's happening? Why is he in the shower?"
I think I'm more interested in you telling me the story of Elf than me actually watching it.
No, we're going to watch it.
We'll watch it together. Hod, what are some of your Christmas traditions? Aside from movies, with family, what are some of the Christmas traditions? Some things that you cannot...
Well, there's this thing. It's not a family tradition. It's something me and my brother have been doing for 11 years. Actually, it started a bit later, but we throw a Berbara party. Berbara is the Lebanese version of Halloween.
Right. St. Barbara.
St. Barbs, exactly.
St. Barbs. The same Stranger Thing Barbs? Yeah, well,
may she rest in peace. So basically what happens is we invite our friends over, a lot of people. A lot of people show up.
I'm on that
150.
List.
Yeah, you are on that list. Around 150 people. And the entrance fee is basically cans of foods or rice, sugar, and so on. And we end up having so much food at home. And for 1 week...
Man, that party was dope, though.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. The costumes are hilarious.
It was so much fun this year.
It was great. It was one of the best editions we've had so far.
Well, Chris, because now you got me.
Well, yeah, of course.
All right.
Hey, love the outfit. And so we're left with a lot of food, which we, for 1 week, organize into packs. And the week after, what we do is go down to the streets, hit the streets, meet people that are in need, talk to them a bit, give them food. We could give the whole bags to an NGO and they take care of that. But no, we want to sit and talk to these people.
Yeah. You know what?
It
was one of the coolest experiences of my life sharing that with you this year. It touched something in me and that's exactly why I kind of asked you that question. Cause I kind of want to talk about this, put some little sparkles in people's hearts on this holiday season.
Everyone should try to do their bit one way or another.
And it's such a great way to reground yourself in a lot of ways and just remind yourself that you're blessed, it could always be a lot worse. Yeah. And as human beings, it's our job to, if we can, make it that much easier on those who are in need.
Yeah. And what I like about this is a lot of friends come, and we were a big group, so mm-hmm. we did that. And it doesn't matter if the person is Christian, Muslim, or any other religion, Lebanese or Syrian, or anyone in need, anyone who needs help, a kid, an old guy, a woman, a man, anyone who needs help, just help them. It's fine. Don't go into, because some people overanalyze, why are you helping this category or that category? No, just help everyone.
Just, yeah.
Any way you can.
Yeah.
Make a difference, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah. How about you? Any?
Good on you, Solo.
Thank you.
Good on you.
Choose.
Yay.
How about you? Any family traditions? Any?
You know, it's very interesting this year, because I mean, our family this year is we've got a new family within our family. Yeah. You know, like, but just being around family is kind of like a big thing for us. You mm-hmm. know, I wouldn't say that we have specific traditions. I mean, we do open most of our gifts, or we do the gift sharing thing on Christmas Eve, which is a very Lebanese thing to mm-hmm. do. We did try it a few times in the US where we did it Christmas morning.
Yeah.
But that didn't last long. but I think it's just a matter of, you know, being together with the family. And then, at the church where I go, we have carols by candlelight.
Mm-hmm.
Which is that a choir concert that we do every year. You know, we did it earlier a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
It was fantastic. I mean, we do this every year. It's like we kind of lower the lights down in the church. We sing, you know, the Christmas carols, and we read, you know, there are readers who read the Bible verses. And then afterwards we go down to the, kind of community area of mm-hmm. the church, and we have mulled wine, which is like the hot wine, mm-hmm. warmed wine, and
mince
pies and cookies and all that stuff. And you get together and it's been something I've been doing for the past 3 years and I really enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
When we were in the US though, a big family tradition during Christmas was us going to Disney World.
Okay. Wow.
So we used to go to see Disney all Christmasified and mm-hmm. get to see the Christmas parade and, you know, the Santa's parade at Disney. And, we used to go to this concert called Candlelight, which is very similar to what we do at my church, but this mm-hmm. is on a much bigger scale. And very funnily enough, my sister and I were part of the Candlelight concert. She was part of it twice. I was part of it once.
Mm-hmm.
And then big celebrities actually come and read the Bible.
Okay.
So the year I did it, Gary Sinise was actually reading the Bible. I don't remember who it was the second time when my sister did it. But then in 2015, when we all went with Mario, who is now my sister's husband, back then he was not, mm-hmm. but he came with us to the US. When we went and we saw Candlelight, I was floored. Like I couldn't find who it was. I tried looking it up, who the actor that was actually in doing Candlelight this year, and I couldn't find it anywhere. I was getting really, really, really pissed. And I really wanted to figure it out. And we sat down, we got there early, because you have to get there early to get proper seats. We sat down, we got proper seats, and lo and behold, as lights dim, mm-hmm. spotlight comes on to where, you know, the podium where the reader stands, and the announcer says his name, and up walks Edward James Olmos from Battlestar Galactica, and he stands there, and I'm like, oh my God, you know, and his voice, man, it killed me. So I was very, very, very excited about that. But as far as like the tradition that you have, I didn't have anything close to that, but I feel like now it will be.
Yeah. It's a yearly thing. So
yeah. I mean, that was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And, you know, just being around family, I think is very key. Being true. Around loved ones and friends and
being surrounded by love, by doing acts
just
of goodness.
Just focusing on the good. Yeah. And, focusing on the good. We need a lot of good in this world right now.
Positivity. Because we live in pretty crappy times in terms of what's going on in the world and so on.
Yeah.
So just take a break from everything and appreciate everyone and just be positive and happy.
And make sure you rock around the Christmas tree.
Guys, I just want you to do something now. Go to your Instagram, find me or Alan, and tell us what your favorite movies are.
Yeah.
Just send them to us and we'd love to know, you know?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
We're curious. We showed you ours, you show us yours.
Oh boy. On this Christmas season. Not so family friendly after all.
Sometimes no.
Hod, what are some of the classic Christmas films that you really like?
A classic, I would have to go with probably I want to say It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah.
But then it conflicts with my other favorite Christmas movie, which is not a classic. It's based on it, but Scrooged.
Scrooged, yeah.
Scrooged with Bill Murray. Yeah, exactly. So I'm trying to think of, because I want to talk about Scrooged.
Oh, we will.
Yes, but I'm trying to think like an old classic movie. You tell me what's yours and I'll be thinking about like a proper classic one.
Mine would have to be the original Miracle on 34th Street.
Okay, yes.
The one with Natalie Wood. Little Natalie Wood. This movie, man, just like, again, it goes back to this idea of like belief and, mm-hmm. and faith in magic and faith in just the good, you know? And I loved the remake because it was remade with the girl from Matilda.
Absolutely.
And I love that version as well. But I mean, like the original version, it's so good. It's so good. I love the, you know the story of the film, right?
The story of the film is based on something real that happened. No.
No. So it, like the story is, so for any of you who haven't seen it, this is a film from 1947.
Yeah.
And it's an old man going by the name of Chris Kringle. Yep. Fills in for an intoxicated Santa Claus at the Macy's annual Thanksgiving Day parade. Mm-hmm. So Kringle proves to be such a hit that he is soon appearing regularly at the chain's main store in Midtown Manhattan. When mm-hmm. Kringle surprises customers and employees alike by claiming that he is really Santa Claus, it leads to a court case mm-hmm. to determine his mental health state.
Yeah.
And more importantly, his authenticity. And there's this again, and Natalie Wood plays this young girl mm-hmm. who wholeheartedly believes that it is him.
Okay.
No, she is one of the believers.
Yeah, who is it that doesn't like firmly? Well,
It's everybody else. Yeah. Is essentially doesn't believe that it's really him, but she does.
Yeah,
you know, and it's just a great movie.
Yeah,
it's a great movie.
It's a feel again the whole classic feel good. That thing that Christmas does to like between you, twinkles your toes and in your heart,
man,
and that
absolutely
that small flame that starts to burn.
It's a great film. It's a great film.
And again, seeing Natalie Wood is
as a kid, a young little girl. So It's a Wonderful Life, Miracle on 34th Street. Any others or any like maybe like classic cartoons that you like to watch?
Classic cartoons. I actually used to enjoy watching The Grinch, the Dr. Seuss,
not the
Jim Carrey version, which I don't mind at all.
Right.
But I used
like the version that you see in Home Alone 2.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
With the Grinch smiling.
And then you get to see Tim Curry smiling.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that was also always a feel-good movie about someone trying to, lost with himself, being angry at everyone, not understanding anything, and trying to ruin Christmas by stealing presents and so on. And then discovering that that's not the point of Christmas. It's not about the gifts and the presents. No, it's about being together and caring about one another and how he saves Christmas in the end.
Yeah,
and
his heart grows four times as big.
And I love the narration of
the rhyming and all that stuff. Fantastic.
So yeah, absolutely. That's up there.
For me, there's two of them that I really love watching, which is the 25-minute long 1969 animated film Frosty the Snowman.
Oh, yeah.
Because you can't go wrong with Frosty.
Yeah.
You can't go wrong with Frosty. And at the same time, I love Mickey's Christmas Carol.
Yes.
Which is like it's the story of Scrooge, but it's like with all the Mickey's characters. You know, you get Donald and Mickey and Scrooge and Minnie and all, you know, like a Goofy plays, you know, the first ghost that visits Scrooge. So, I mean, I love seeing them I love seeing that story adapted by Disney.
Yeah.
So I'm a big fan of that.
Fantastic.
I'm a big fan of that.
Fantastic.
And then there's also, I don't know if you were a fan of those, but you remember those like stop motion animation,
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, yes, film. Yeah. How good is that?
Yeah, that was really
How good is that? I mean, I still love catching it on TV whenever. It's like 47 minutes long. It's really not that long. So that's also like a
great. But the stop motion is so cute and adorable.
It's so great. It's so great. And we were talking about like classic Christmas films, and I can't believe I didn't think of this, but I was kind of looking through Christmas movie lists. I can't believe I didn't say Meet Me in St. Louis.
Ooh, yes.
I mean, you've got the Judy Garland singing super Have classic. Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. Yeah. You cannot go wrong with that. So yeah, I mean, again, just like Christmas movies are awesome.
They're the best.
They're so, so good.
And I'm going to like tell you something, and I hope you do the same thing, but I occasionally watch Christmas movies throughout the year.
Oh, I do that all the time. Are you kidding? I do that all the time. You do it with a, I know a particular film that you watch all the time that is arguably a Christmas movie.
Yeah. Well, it is whatever Bruce Willis says. So Die Hard.
Christmas, joy, happiness. So Die Hard.
Die Hard is one of the movies I watch every Christmas. I know there's the ongoing debate, is it a Christmas movie or not? And we've talked about this 28,000 times on the show. But still, it's one of those movies, which is a good action movie, good old classic Bruce Willis, saving the day. And it happens during Christmas, and there are Christmas songs and there are Christmas trees, and then... The dead guy with the ho ho ho, I have a gun now. So I have to watch Die Hard during Christmas.
No, of course you do.
And it has a happy ending. So
it does have a happy ending.
So obviously it's Christmassy and So that's
Sorry, we're like an absolute mess. Every time we do this, every time we play this song. This is the second time we played this song on the show. And
this is the second time we're like
Second time where the song ends and we're just like we're bawling.
Yeah.
Because it's so true. It's like the song is every this is why I think it's like the ultimate Christmas movie song. Because the lyrics and the music is so positive. It's so And then the relevance of it, you know, like, and it gets me more in the second movie than it does in the first one. Cause in the second movie, you're seeing the kid in the hospital and it's killer.
Yeah.
It just stabs me right in the heart.
Absolutely.
It stabs me right in the heart. Another group of Christmas films that I love to watch are not necessarily Christmas films, but for me, specifically the first few ones, are the Harry Potter films.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why so?
I think it's just like the magic and the, you know, going off. And again, like the first one really had a Christmas kind of
feel and vibe.
Feel because you had a massive Christmas scene in the movie. And so you also did in the second one. And then as the third and fourth and fifth came along, like the holiday just started to disappear from the movies. But it's very present in the book.
Isn't the first one Chris Columbus?
Yeah. Chris Columbus first and second.
Home Alone.
Yeah. First and second, you know, because in the first movie, you get like the ghosts literally coming in, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, you know, like they're doing that and or Happy Christmas, whatever. But and then you get the moment where Harry gets his first Christmas gifts and he's never gotten Christmas gifts before. And it's just, again, it's like it's a really good feel good, especially the first one. I think the first one is very, it's like weird, kind of like Die Hard. It's like not a Christmas film, but it is a Christmas film. Because of that, you know, like friendships and togetherness and love and good triumphing over evil, and Harry discovering that his power with, you know, like that his mother's love is within him and that's his power.
It's
and
like, it's wizard Harry.
You're a wizard, Harry. I'm a what? I mean, it's really cool. Yeah. I mean,
I
love it.
I got a couple Christmas movies, which I talked about earlier. Scrooged.
Scrooged is absolutely
one of my favorite films because I love Bill Murray. Mm-hmm. He's such a character. And the way they kind of twist the Christmas Carol story with this news executive who doesn't talk to his brother. Mm-hmm. And they kind of make it a bit gory at times. There's some scenes which are a bit creepy and scary.
Yeah.
And again, by the end of the film, you're in tears when he is in realization of all his errors and his mistakes. And he starts to believe in love again and with the flashbacks. And it's Bill freaking Murray.
Man, you know what's funny is that we're sitting here talking about Christmas movies. And it dawned on me that we really haven't had Christmas films in a really long time.
Good Christmas films.
Yeah. Like a very focused on Christmas, yeah. Christmas films. We haven't had those in a very long time. It's weird.
They always have these not crappy, but bad Christmas with the Cranks and
It's like Christmas comedies and but again I'm talking about the heart
exactly
okay, it's clear by this point that the word heart is literally the word of the day every mm-hmm. time you listen to our show because we are really missing heart in movies specifically Christmas themed movies, and I just miss Christmas themed movies in general. You know, we haven't had one in a really long time, like a very good feel-good Christmas film.
I'm trying to remember when the last one was.
That's exactly my point.
And I don't.
Yeah, that's exactly my point.
Yeah.
Because, you know, remember Santa Claus with Tim Allen?
Yeah, that was also so much fun.
That was super good. Jingle All the Way.
With Arnold.
With Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Get out of the jingle.
You know, those movies were so good. They were so good. I don't know why they've fizzled out.
You know what's cool about Jingle All the Way? It's that Darth Vader, isn't it?
Yeah, I know. It makes me so happy.
Is it a Star Wars Christmas movie then?
I don't know.
And Terminator versus Darth Vader.
At this point, I will take a good Star Wars Christmas movie from Lucasfilm.
Oh, I'd be curious. The Christmas musical, Star Wars.
Yeah, Star Wars, the Christmas musical, where Luke tries to forgive his dad via a song.
Yeah, and gives him a present. Look, Dad, it's a lightsaber.
Look,
it's my hand.
so what are some of your Christmas wishes for this year?
Christmas wishes. Well, it's not the last episode of the year.
No.
But I want to look back at how wonderful the year's been, how thankful I am for everything that's happened.
Mm-hmm.
I love 2018. I got the chance to meet, I'm going to try to do this without, I got the chance to meet a really good friend, a good brother.
Aww.
And for that, I am thankful. And I know that 2019 is going to kick ass.
Yeah.
And I'm so happy and so thankful. And to everyone who's been supporting me and you, let it be on social media, let it be... when we see people at the premieres of films or in Maram Khayel or wherever we are, the outpour of love is always like fantastic.
Yeah. I definitely have to say that 2018 surprised me in a lot of ways. I wasn't expecting this year. It came with a lot of, there were a lot of hardships for both of us, I think. We struggled, but here we are at the end of it, almost at the end of it. And you said it yourself. Mm-hmm. I met the solo to my Chewbacca. and this show became something that I've fallen in love with more and more. And I cannot wait to kind of grow with it more in 2019 and see where it leads us both in 2019.
Yeah.
I couldn't be more thankful to all of those who have supported us, from
everyone,
the distribution companies, to the movie theaters, to fellow film critics, to fellow radio show hosts, Yumna Nofil, Clint Maximus, Anthony Tuma, and all of them. I'm super happy with everyone that's come on the show and supported us, and all you listeners across the world, you keep growing in number. It's awesome. It's amazing that we've gotten here, already. And, we've got a lot of stuff planned for the coming year. Yeah. So I'm super psyched for it. The show can only grow from here.
The best is yet to come, as they say.
Yes, the best is yet to come. So in the final moments of the show, we are going to do a little Christmas movie trivia here. True and false, real or fake?
Yeah.
So here we go with the first one, Hod. And this comes from one of your favorite Christmas movies. Real or fake? Bill Murray improvised a lot of his lines in Scrooge.
Not real.
Oh, that was way too easy.
Yeah, it's Bill Murray. It's Bill Murray. I didn't even have to think about it.
In a 1988 interview with Philadelphia Daily News, director Richard Donner discussed Bill Murray's penchant for improvisation and described the experience of directing Murray as follows. It's like standing on 42nd Street in Broadway and the lights are out and you're in the you're the traffic cop. Because you never knew what he was going to do. So that's the first one. Real or fake? Jim Carrey was initially eyed to star in Elf.
Yeah, real. I wouldn't be surprised.
It is real. When David Barenboim's spec script first emerged in 1993, Jim Carrey was pre-Ace Ventura Pet Detective and attached to front the Christmas film. However, it took another 10 years to get the project in motion, at which time Saturday Night Live star Will Ferrell was signed to star.
I'm glad it was Will Ferrell, not Jim Carrey.
Because I almost feel like it would have been like a Ace Ventura-esque.
Over the top. Will Ferrell is over the top in the right way in Elf.
Yeah, agreed. Agreed. Okay, so, and here's another one of your favorite Christmas films, really quick, before we sign off on the show. The plot, real or fake, the plot of The Nightmare Before Christmas was inspired by the collision of holiday store decorations.
I'm gonna say fake.
Actually real.
It's real.
So in the film's DVD commentary, creator Tim Burton explains that his childhood in Burbank, California was not marked by seasonal changes. So holiday decorations were an especially important factor in the year's progression. When it came to fall and winter, there was a melding of Halloween and Christmas in stores eager to make the most of both shopping seasons. This, he claimed, planted the seed for his tale of the king of a Halloween intruding on Christmas in The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Interesting. Very interesting.
You want to do one more real quick?
Let's do one more. The last one.
Okay. So, let's see. Okay, here we go. Here is the mother of all. Real or fake? It's a Wonderful Life was a box office bomb.
True.
That's true. Though it has become the quintessential American classic, It's a Wonderful Life was not an immediate hit with the audiences. In fact, it put director Frank Capra $525,000 in the hole, which left him scrambling to finance his production company's next picture, State of the Union.
Yeah.
So there you have it. We have come to the end of the Script to Screen Spotlight Christmas special. We hope you enjoyed it. It was kind of like, you know, a little all over the place, but here we go. I mean, this is Christmas by the end of it.
We didn't want to play it by the book. We wanted to like,
we just wanted to have fun with it. Let go. We can't wait to start the brand new year with you guys. Script to Screen, as we said earlier, I mean, we are only going to grow more and get more and more, creative with what we're giving you. And we can't wait to add more segments and divulge. We've got the Oscars coming up soon. So we're going to start talking about those. That should be an interesting roundup.
Definitely. That'll be, I'm sure we're going to have a nice round table to talk about.
We should have a juicy, juicy discussion.
Yeah, we will.
2019, here we come.
Here we come.
Blazing.
You better be ready for us.
You better watch out. You better not cry.
You better not pout. I'm telling you why.
Because
Script to Screen
is coming to town. Hey. Yeah. All right. On that note, you can always follow us on our social media, Instagram to be more specific. On my end, you can follow me at Alan Mahana and
Had Solo. Had Dot Solo.
Yeah, I was just going to say, whoa. Did you change it without telling me?
No.
Had.solo. You can also listen to our podcast on all podcast platforms. We are available on a multitude of them just to make sure that any one of you can listen to us. We want to make sure that we please our audience.
Yeah.
You could also check out our website, www.scripttoscreenpod.com. And
you can watch our episodes on YouTube.
Yep. And our episodes, the newsroom episodes, news hour episodes are the ones being videotaped. The others are also available on YouTube. So you can actually listen to these episodes on YouTube, but they're not filmed. So you will only have an audio version of these episodes on YouTube.
Absolutely.
So
this was fun. This was was
this
good.
This was excellent. Excellent, excellent, excellent.
I hope that everyone stuck in traffic is just a bit happier, smiling. Don't honk at people. Just Christmas, guys. Just
yeah, like, a lot of love, a lot of love, a lot of love.
I mean, you're all in this together. Just open the window. Say all hey to the person next to you.
Oh, no, I'm singing High School Musical. Nope. It's time for us to leave.
Okay, bro, no.
Bro, no. Yeah, I mean, we hope our collection of Christmas songs was good. I mean, you know, you can never have too many Christmas songs, I guess. Actually, I think we had a lot less than we
wanted. We should have had more. But
we should have had more, but it's okay. It's all right. You'll forgive us. It's the Christmas season anyway. So, yeah, we're going to go marathon some Christmas movies, have ourselves some eggnog and some popcorn and some
alcohol.
Christmas turkey. Christmas turkey and some alcohol
and a good aged single malt after dinner and just to digest.
Yeah.
Sitting by the chimney with family. And talking about stuff that happened when we were kids and just, you know.
All right, you know what? We need to leave. We are out of here. We love you guys. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to everyone. And to all
a good night. Hey.